Recipes. Over the course of the past year, because of various projects relating to the 75th anniversary of the National Federation of the Blind, we at the Monitor found ourselves looking back in the archives at old issues for various reasons. As we looked for other articles, we noticed that there were quite a number of delicious-looking recipes hiding in the past. So instead of waiting for someone to write in and request that we reprint a specific recipe, we decided to showcase a few of the recipes that we felt deserved another look. Spinach Dip by John Halverson. This recipe first appeared in the October 1998 Monitor with this introduction. Dr. John Halverson is the president of the Public Employees Division and a longtime leader in the NFB. He is the Regional Manager, Office for Civil Rights, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Region 7, located in Kansas City, Missouri. Ingredients: 1 pound mild Mexican Velveeta cheese with jalapeno peppers, 1 large jar picante sauce, medium, 1 10-ounce package frozen chopped spinach, 1 4-ounce can green chilies. Method: in a large bowl, microwave spinach and break into small pieces with a fork. Add picante sauce and chilies, including liquid, and microwave for 2 minutes more. Cube the cheese, add to mixture, and return to microwave for 4 minutes or until cheese is completely melted. Mix thoroughly and serve with blue corn chips. To increase the heat, substitute hotter picante sauce or hotter cheese. Island Fruits with Cottage Cheese Honey Lime Dip by Nani Fife. This recipe first appeared in the March 2001 Monitor and was offered by the NFB of Hawaii President Nani Fife. Ingredients: 1 platter of fresh fruit, sliced melon, strawberries, pineapple, etc., 4 cups low-fat cottage cheese, 1 teaspoon fresh lime juice, 1 quarter cup honey, 1 cup orange juice, 1 half cup blackberries, 1 half cup blueberries, 1 half cup raspberries. Method: beginning with the cottage cheese, combine all dip ingredients in a blender until smooth. This fruit platter is an ideal dessert for a party buffet. Spaghetti Pizza by Deborah Smith. This recipe first appeared in the June 1993 Monitor and was submitted by Deborah, an active member of the Black Hawk chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Iowa. Ingredients: 15 ounces uncooked spaghetti noodles, 2 eggs, 1 half cup skim milk, 10 and 1 half ounces mozzarella cheese, 1 half teaspoon garlic powder, 4 ounces ground beef, 2 15-ounce containers Weight Watchers spaghetti sauce. Method: preheat oven to 425 degrees. Cook spaghetti according to label directions and drain. Beat eggs. Add milk and 4 ounces of cheese. Add spaghetti. Spread on jelly roll or pizza pan covered with cooking spray. Form an edge. Bake 15 minutes. Remove from oven and reduce heat to 350 degrees. Spread sauce on crust. Sprinkle surface with garlic powder. Top with ground meat and remaining cheese. Bake 30 minutes. Serves 10. No Fuss Chicken by Betty Capps. This recipe first appeared in the April 1996 Monitor. Betty Capps was the first lady of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina at the time, and the recipe ran with this introduction. This recipe could hardly be simpler to prepare. The chicken gets a wonderful tangy taste, and no one will know you used convenient ingredients, like a bottle of salad dressing and onion soup mix, unless you tell them. Ingredients: 1 16-ounce bottle Russian or Catalina salad dressing, 2/3 cup apricot preserves, 2 envelopes dry onion soup mix, 16 boneless, skinless chicken breast halves. Method: in a bowl, combine dressing, preserves, and soup mix. Place chicken in 2 ungreased 11x7x2-inch baking pans, top with dressing mixture. Cover and bake for 20 minutes at 350 degrees. Baste and bake uncovered 20 minutes longer or until chicken juices run clear. Yields 16 servings. Wild Rice Casserole by Corinne Whitesell. This recipe first appeared in the February 1992 Monitor. Corinne Whitesell was the treasurer of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska at the time, and she had this to say about the casserole. This recipe is a favorite in the North and goes well with wild game. For the folks in the lower 48, chicken or turkey can substitute for wild game. Ingredients: 1 cup wild rice, 1 stick butter, 1 half cup slivered almonds, 1 pound fresh mushrooms, 1 bunch green onions, 3 cups chicken broth. Method: chop the green onions and mushrooms and sauté together. Combine with the rest of the ingredients and bake for 1.5 hours at 350 degrees in an oven-proof casserole dish. Fluff rice with a fork before serving. Run for the Roses Pie by Mary Heaven. This recipe first appeared in the April-May 1985 Monitor and included this introduction to the recipe and the person who submitted it. Mary Heaven is one of the leaders of the NFB of Kentucky. Since we are holding the national convention in Louisville this summer, her recipe seems particularly appropriate. She writes, Dear Monitor readers, here is a recipe to start you thinking about your trip to the Derby City for our national convention this year. The recipe has many variations in name and content and is often served at festivities during Derby Week. Ingredients: 1 cup chocolate chips, 3 eggs slightly beaten, 1 cup sugar, 1/2 cup butter or margarine melted, 1/2 cup flour, 1 cup walnuts coarsely broken, 1 tablespoon vanilla, 9-inch unbaked pie shell. Method: mix flour and sugar, add eggs and butter, fold in nuts, chocolate chips, and vanilla. Pour into shell and bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. Best served warm with whipped cream. Strawberry Rhubarb Pie by Betty Bowman. This recipe appeared in the May 1990 Monitor in a collection of strawberry-themed recipes. Betty had this to say about her recipe: "While we were collecting these recipes, I promised several people that a strawberry rhubarb pie would be included. Someone even promised to send me a favorite recipe for one, but of course I have forgotten who this kind soul was, and no recipe appeared. I do not make this pie because my husband does not care for rhubarb, but I love it. This is my mother's version, and I can attest to its excellence. As a child, I considered that the risk of encountering snakes was well worth the anxiety when strawberry rhubarb pie was the reward." Ingredients: pastry for a 9-inch double crust pie, 2 cups of washed, hulled, and sliced strawberries, 2 cups of sliced rhubarb stalks, 1 1/3 cups sugar, 6 tablespoons flour, 1/2 teaspoon grated orange peel, 1/8 teaspoon cinnamon, 1 1/3 teaspoons butter or margarine. Method: in a large bowl, combine sugar, flour, cinnamon, and orange peel. Stir well to spread the flour through the sugar. Add the fruit and stir to coat rhubarb and strawberries with the dry ingredients. Line a 9-inch pie plate with rolled pastry and fill with the fruit. Dot the top with butter or margarine. Then roll the top crust and slash the center several times so that the steam can escape. Carefully lay the crust across the top of the pie and seal the edges. Bake for 40 to 50 minutes at 425 degrees.